Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Are you sitting back, dude, feeling unworthy? Watching other men move ahead spiritually, professionally, and emotionally, but never moving ahead yourself? Do you feel maybe it's time for a change? Are you wallowing down there in the muck and the mire like the pigs? Are you still in the barnyard with a bunch of turkeys? Men are starved today for the gutsy, honest help that requires taking a hard look inside. There is something frightening about that. But ultimately, a man searching for truth and wanting to get ahead is willing to do this. There is a hunger for us guys for something deep that's going on today. Maximize your manhood. You don't have to be down there wallowing with the pigs and with the barnyard turkeys. I mean, you can start soaring like eagles. Key to that is renewing your mind. Renewing your mind is so important that it's the difference between your living in the past, bro, with a chain around your mind and being free. I mean, we have to reprogram ourselves to know what is wrong and then develop a taste for what is right. Now, it's not easy. It requires a big commitment, but it is well worth it to have that liberation and that freedom that we've never experienced before. Change is uncomfortable, but it's necessary if we're going to be a new man. We gotta have a desire for it, a burning desire, and be willing to pay the price to get it. Hey, almost everything we do in life, consciously or subconsciously, is a habit that we have learned. I mean, walking, feeding ourselves, waking up, speaking in a certain way, and so on. Our lives are made up of thousands of learned actions that we call habits. Even our personalities are essentially, and I like the way that Stephen Strang said this, that our large buildings made up of many bricks or habits. Like during high school, I developed a smoking habit that lasted several years. Now, the smoking was both a habit and an addiction. God broke the addiction, but I had to break the habit. I had to quit cold turkey, but I didn't have the last cigarette until a few years later. Now I don't smoke at all, have no desire to smell cigarette smoke. That brick was removed from my building. It was replaced with something better, an exercise routine and a better diet. In other words, my man, you've got a plan for the future.
I've been planning a little more about the future for myself, so I kind of have a feeling what you're talking about. I know what you're saying there, Gary. My diet has been improving, too, thanks to Alice. She's got me on what she calls her diet special. That's when she just lets me sit at the table and drink ice water for a while.
His life enlarged, not diminished.
Every day I remind myself I'm just a work in progress. How much I need is help to take every step I take. In a time that I lose my way, my heart goes back to that day. I find out he's holding me in the palm of his hand. I got no doubt he's calling me to be a God-made man. Gonna trust in him.
Did you know that salvation does not equal satisfaction? Satisfaction actually is a byproduct of a God-made, God-filled life. God made man. You know, that may seem weird because it's so counter to the culture. And what I'm going to say now may challenge your preconceived notions. Did you know that a connection with God does enlarge? It does not shrink a man's life. Now, you may not buy into this because somewhere way back when you had some bad experiences with the church. You came up maybe with some parents who went to church but who were hypocrites. Or you encountered the people at church who were self-righteous. So you started seeing God as a stern judge, shaking his finger at your waywardness rather than seeing God as a doctor who prescribes behavior that is in your best interest, that safeguards your health. You may see God just sitting up there plucking the wings off flies, waiting on you to mess up so he can zap you. If this is your view, if you were damaged by the church, I'd like to get you to consider that just maybe that was your church, but not the real living personal God who is ready to enlarge your life and not shrink it. And, you know, once you get beyond that first step of welcoming Christ into your life because of who he is and what he did, training is essential. Some training with some other men. It's like a golfer. You know, a golfer who doesn't receive training on how to swing a club is nonetheless going to develop some kind of a habit of swinging and certain beliefs about why to do things in a particular way, however well-founded or not. And it's the same with a convert who doesn't get the right training on how to be a disciple. He's going to develop spiritual habits, certain beliefs about why, however well-founded or not. And it can really mess him up. That's why you need to get with some other men who are biblically based.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.